This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Republican primaries elevated some new faces and veterans politicians. Political newcomer Jeff Hurd has won the Republican nomination in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. In November, Hurd will face Adam Frisch, the same Democratic challenger who almost beat Lauren Boebert in 2022. Here's CPR's Dina Sieg.
Hurd says he doesn't have the campaign money or name recognition of Democrat Adam Frisch, but plans to work hard to reach voters.
I think the guy from Mesa County with humble roots, who's raising his family here and who has worked his career to improve the lives of rural Coloradans, is a compelling message.
Hurd beat out several other Republicans in the primary, including far-right former state lawmaker Ron Hanks. He says he aims to build a broad base of support beyond just Republican voters. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
In Colorado's District 8, considered a swing district, Gabe Evans won the Republican nomination.
This is the result of everyone in this room who has helped support this campaign, who has dedicated their time, who has dedicated their talent, and who has dedicated their treasure to being able to support our Fight Back movement.
Evans will face first-term Democratic incumbent Yadira Caraveo in November. It's been about 2 weeks since Denver police shot and killed a trans woman who was threatening them with a knife. But police know little about the person aside from a name and age. Miguel Tapia, 52. They were identified by fingerprints. Police Chief Ron Thomas said he regretted that little else was known at this time.
Despite significant efforts to try to identify next of kin, we've not been able to make family notification as we would have liked. And so those efforts will continue, but we do regret the fact that we have not been able to do that just yet. So
Thomas said it appears that Tapia said something like "kill me" in Spanish before the shooting. The investigation into the shooting is ongoing. This is CPR News.